The Lords and the New Creatures by Jim Morrison. Look where we worship. We all live in a city. The city forms, often physically, but inevitably psychically, a circle, a game, a ring of death with sex at its center. Drive toward outskirts of city suburbs. At the edge, discover zones of sophisticated vice and boredom, child prostitution. But in the grimy ring immediately surrounding the daylight business district exists the only real crowd life of our mound. The only street life, nightlife. Disease specimens in dollar hotels, low boarding houses, bars, pawn shops, burlesques, and brothels, in dying arcades which never die, in streets and streets of all-night cinemas. When play dies, it becomes the game. When sex dies, it becomes climax. All games contain the idea of death. Baths, bars, the indoor pool, our injured leader prone on a sweating tile, chlorine on his breath and in his long hair, lithe, although crippled, body of a middleweight contender, near him the trusted journalist, competent. He liked men near him with a large sense of life, but most of the press were vultures descending on the scene for curious America aplomb. Cameras inside the coffin interviewing worms. It takes a large murder to turn rocks in the shade and expose strange worms beneath. The lives of our discontented madmen are revealed. Camera as all-seeing God satisfies our longing for omniscience to spy on others from this height and angle. Pedestrians pass in and out of our lens like rare aquatic insects. Yoga powers to make oneself invisible or small, to become gigantic and reach to the farthest things, to change the course of nature, to place oneself anywhere in space or time, to summon the dead, to exalt senses and perceive inaccessible images or events on other worlds. In one's deepest inner mind, or in the minds of others, the sniper's rifle is an extension of his eye. He kills with injurious vision. The assassin in flight gravitated with unconscious, instinctual, insect ease, moth-like, toward a zone of safety. haven from the swarming streets. Quickly, he was devoured in the warm, dark, silent mall. Silent mall, the physical theater. Modern circles of hell. Oswald kills president. Oswald enters taxi. Oswald stops at rooming house. Oswald leaves taxi. Oswald kills Officer Tibbet. Oswald sheds jacket. Oswald is captured. He escaped into a movie house. In the womb, we are blind cave fish. Everything is vague and dizzy. The skin swells and there's no more distraction between parts of the body. An encroaching sound of threatening, mocking, monotonous voices. This is fear and attraction of being swallowed. The eye looks vulgar. Inside its ugly shell, come out into the open in all of your brilliance. Nothing. The air outside burns my eyes. I'll pull them out and get rid of the burning. Crisp, hot whiteness. City noon. Occupants of plague zone are consumed. Santa Anas are winds off deserts. Rip up grating and splash in gutters. The source for water, moisture, wetness. Of the actor, lover. Players. The child, the actor, and the gambler. The idea of chance is absent from the world of the child and primitive. The gambler also fills in service of an alien power. Chance is a survival of religion in the modern city, as is theater, more often cinema, the religion of possession. What sacrifice, at what price, can a city be born? There are no longer dancers, the possessed. The cleavage of men into actor and spectators is a central fact of our time. We are obsessed with heroes who live for us and whom we punish. If all the radios and televisions were deprived of their sources of power, all the books and paintings burned tomorrow. All shows and cinemas closed. All the arts of vociferous existence. We are content with the given. In sensation's quest, we have been metamorphized. From a mad body dancing on hillside to a pair of eyes staring in the dark.